Daily Rest, Tuesday, April 16th, 2024. The theme for this week's devotions is Christ's humiliation and exaltation. He humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Philippians 2, verse 8. The extent of Christ's humiliation. We may think that if we were around Jesus when he walked the earth, then surely we would have recognized him as the Son of God. After all, he taught with authority. His miracles were of great renown, including raising people from the dead. He fulfilled all the Old Testament prophecies. Yet the reality is that we would not have been much different than the rest of the population at the time of Jesus. He lowered himself so completely that his closest friends and fiercest enemies alike forgot or were unaware of his divinity. After all, his enemies believed they could capture him with swords and clubs, even though he had previously walked past and through them. Though his disciples witnessed all of his miracles, they thought that he could not help himself during his arrest, trial, and crucifixion. His humiliation and servant obedience took him not only to the point of death, it took him to the death of the cross. That was a death reserved for the worst of criminals. The crucified were exposed and subjected to the most torturous death. His death on the cross went even further. He was regarded as a sinner and punished by none other than his heavenly Father. He was forsaken and found guilty in the place of sinners, so that all who believe in him are now children of God. What great love our Savior has that he stood between us and divine judgment. His ultimate humiliation and obedience ensures that believers not only avoid the fate of destruction, but also are provided robes of righteousness for eternity. A lamb goes uncomplaining forth, the guilt of all men bearing, and, laden with the sins of earth, none else the burden sharing, goes patient on, grows weak and faint, to slaughter led without complaint, that spotless life to offer, bears shame and stripes and wounds and death, anguish and mockery, and saith, willing, all this I suffer. The Lutheran Hymnal 142, verse 1. This devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, clclutheran.org.